coil here is meant to tell you sort of how things fit together. So I mean, we have these two extremes. At one extreme we have HTML, and the other extreme you have C++. And in between I put JavaScript and Java. So if you like, JavaScript is a computer language born out of a document text, and Java is a document text handler born out of a computer language. And they sort of live in this spectrum from the text to the computer language in the fashion I showed there, with JavaScript nearer HTML and Java nearer C++. As I mentioned, or I mentioned these points already, essentially JavaScript is the AWT abstract rendering toolkit for the Netscape client. A possibly deeper way of explaining JavaScript, which I think will be one of the ways it lives on, is as JavaScript is a true interpreted language, and you can think of it as a language like Perl, which is a specific interpreter designed to interpret text. In this case, a very sophisticated text, namely the text you have in an HTML document. So if you think about the world of computers, you have general purpose languages like Fortran, C, C++, Java, and then each sort of application often generates its own special language. And you could view JavaScript as the special language generated by HTML pages. It's all the necessary functionality for living in that world. And so there is their special languages have been generated for image processing, different fields of science. There's actually quite a lot of computer science research in this area called domain-specific languages.